You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. Generations gone home, wave the flag forever high, hear the trumpets proudly play. Racine's marching strong and free on this grand 4th of July.
250 years of dreams from sea to shining shore.
America, we sing your praise and love you even more.
From Valley Forge to Gettysburg, from Normandy to space, the spirit of this nation shines in every smiling face. And by the shores of Michigan, where freedom's banners fly,
Racine salutes the USA beneath the fireworks sky.
So raise your voices, young and old, let every bell be rung, for liberty still lights the way and keeps our country strong. Through every trial we have stood tall, united hand in hand.
250 glorious years across this mighty land. Wave the flag forever high, let the stars and stripes unfurl.
And still our hearts restore.
America's sweet liberty will march forevermore. Wave the flag forever high, let the stars and stripes unfurl. Racing proudly leads the way as freedom lights the world.
250 years of hope, and still our hearts restore.
America's sweet liberty will march forevermore.
Has patriotism gone out of fashion? We seem to think our patriotic days are dead. We used to sing of our homeland with passion, but now we seem to shy away from it. Instead, we think it's time to hit the nail right on the head.
This is a great country, so let's shout it clear and loud.
Loud and clear.
Take a look in your history book and you'll see why we should be. This is flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave?
So hats
this is a great country, a great country. So let's shout it clear and loud.
Shout it loud.
Take a look in your history book, and you'll see why we should be proud.
Be proud, hats off.
Hats off to America,
America,
the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave?
This is a great country, a great country. So let's shout it clear and loud. Take a look in your history book, and you'll know why we should be proud. So
hats off to America,
America,
the home of the free and the brave. If this is flag waving, flag waving, do you know of a better flag to wave? Impossible.
Do you know a better flag?
Forget it.
There is no better flag
to.
Bing with Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
As the seeds of turmoil flowered and grew, the hastily assembled American army craved a banner they could call their own. To a certain Philadelphia seamstress came General George Washington one day in the icy winter of 1777.
Betsy? You in there, Betsy?
Who is it?
It's me, George.
Oh, boy. Come on in. Hey, hey, ever hear of wiping your feet?
How's that?
You're tracking snow all over my early American rug.
Oh, yeah, sorry. All right, let's get out of business now. Have you got it finished?
Your flag?
No, my jacket.
Yeah, but don't you want to see the flag?
The flag can wait. I got a man outside from Esquire.
All right, you want to slip it on?
Please.
Okay, here we go. Take a look in the mirror there.
Is that a darling blazer?
Yeah, darling.
Is it me?
It's you. Huh? Now, how about we check over the flag?
Wait a minute. You think the lace on the cuffs is too much?
No, it's fine.
You really like it?
I adore it. Now, about...
I wonder if I should have had the silk brocade instead of the lace.
Lace, brocade.
Say, these antique military buttons worked out real nice, huh?
Well, I'm glad...
Or should I have taken the mother of pearl?
We've been all through this, George. You wouldn't want the mother of pearl. Once you had them on, you'd hate them.
Yeah, but on the other hand...
Look, I made you a spiffy little blazer there. You got the lace on the cuffs and the antique military buttons and the gold epaulettes and the emblem on the pocket.
All right.
Now, why don't you look at the flag, huh?
All right.
Just a minute. Let me bite the thread off here.
Well, snap it up. Spread it out in your lap there, and we'll... You having a little fun at your country's expense here? Huh?
How's that?
You're kidding with these colors? Red, white, and blue?
Well, those are the only remnants I had around.
Wait a minute. Stars? I deliberately said polka dots.
Huh?
Stars with stripes? How does that work together, design-wise?
All right, you want to be the big man and put on the thimble, huh?
No, it's just...
Then how's about you let me run the flag department and you run the army like a nice father of our country, okay?
I know, but look at the colors you chose. The best you could do, I suppose. A peppermint stripe with royal blue, the same as the British colors, too. Now, how will we tell whose side is who? Look at the colors you chose. Why couldn't it have been puce? Lavender over chartreuse, or possibly some exotic shade, the delicate orange mauve or jade, instead of the choice that has been made. Why couldn't it have been possibly cinnamon?
Everybody wants to be an art director. Everybody wants to call the shots.
Yeah, well.
Everybody. Everybody wants to be a flag. I set tour changing all my stars to polka dots. Everybody thinks that they're the final word on what is strictly out and what is in. How'd you like a banner made of pea green spots on simulated leopard skin? Or possibly a flag that features Gordie Lee's on ochre corrugated tin?
I'd like it. How soon can you make one up?
Come on, there's your flag. Take it or leave it.
All right. Say, what's this little ticket here that just fell out? Inspected by number 28.
That's me.
Oh, yeah.
You want it on a hanger?
No, I'll just run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes.
Okay.
I guess it's better than don't tread on me.
Certainly. Besides, 100 years from now, what the heck difference will it make?
I guess you're right. Come on, man.
There's a feeling comes a-stealing, and it sets my brain a-reeling when I'm listening to the music of a military band. Any tune like Yankee Doodle simply sets me off my noodle. It's the patriotic something that no one can understand.
Way down south in the land of cotton,
melody untiring, ain't that inspiring?
Hurrah! Hurrah!
That's going some for the Yankees by gum. Red, white, and blue, I am for you. Honest, you're a grand old flag. You're a grand old flag. You're a high-flying flag. And forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or a brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave.
Every heart beats true under red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or a brag. Should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Stan Freeberg modestly presents the United States of America. The early years.
Thank you. summer morning sky, where lake winds proudly blow. The bands strike up in Racine Town, and red, white, blue hearts glow. From Main Street down to Monument Square, the cheering crowds all say,
God bless this land of liberty on Independence Day. Wave the flag forever high, hear the trumpets proudly play. Racine's marching strong and free on this grand 4th of July. 250 years of dreams from sea to shining shore. America, we sing your praise and love you even more.
The veterans march with steady pride, their medals gleam in sun, while children laugh and grab the candy, and everyone joins in the fun. The drums roll loud, the fire trucks shine, the old parade rolls on.
A living thread through history since generations gone. Wave the flag forever high, hear the trumpets proudly play. Racine's marching strong and free on this grand 4th of July. 250 years of dreams from sea to shining shore. America, we sing your praise and love you even more.
From Valley Forge to Gettysburg, from Normandy to Spain, the spirit of this nation shines in every smiling face. And by the shores of Michigan, where freedom's banners fly,
Racine salutes the USA beneath the fireworks sky.
So raise your voices, young and old, let every bell be rung, for liberty still lights the way and keeps our country strong.
Through every trial we have stood tall, united hand in hand. 250 glorious years across this mighty land. Stripes unfurl, Racine proudly leads the way as freedom lights the world. 250 years of hope and still our hearts restore. America's sweet liberty will march
forevermore. Stripes unfurl, Racine proudly leads the way as freedom lights the world.
250 years of hope and still our hearts restore. America's sweet liberty
will march forever. A
new spirit of restlessness grips the 13 English colonies, smarting from what seems to them injustice at the hands of King George III, the American colonists yearn for liberty. Boston Harbor, 1774. Two figures huddle on the deck of a cargo ship, there in the darkness.
Whoops.
Jeez, Charlie, you knocked that whole load of tea in the water there.
Well, I miscalculated with the block and tackle, that's
yeah,
all.
Well, I mean, you blew it. You missed the whole deck there.
Yeah, well, maybe nobody will notice.
Well, what do you mean? There's tea floating all over the place. I mean, how can I go and demand an hourly increase for you guys?
With fringe benefits and all that.
My men keep knocking stuff overboard.
Well, I'm sorry.
Sorry doesn't do any good, Charlie. Now, I'll cover for you this time, but let's get our story straight.
Good.
Now, a bunch of those Patriot guys came sneaking around dressed up in...
How about in Indian suits?
That's good. In Indian suits.
Good.
They were a little loaded, and they shoved the tea over because they were sore about the tea tax. Okay?
Okay. You think anybody will swallow that?
Well, it's just wild enough, Charlie.
Gee, look at it swirling around down there. I wonder where we could find a fortune teller that reads harbors.
Music of the Stars. We're on till High Noon Central. And all over the world at WRJN.com. Sunday before Independence Day. Parades everywhere. In Wisconsin, I think the only one, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to join me on Facebook to do that, is in Kenosha. But it's the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade. And on the Independence Day itself, Racine's got the biggie. Just outside Racine is the Village of Summers. 2 o'clock that afternoon. Happy birthday, us. The Music of the Stars.
Morning sunlight fills the harbor. Flags are waving in the breeze. Children smile along the sidewalks as memories ride with dignity. Every marching band is playing. Every heart beats proud today. Through the streets of our fair city, freedom proudly leads the way.
Here's to the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade.
Shore to the courthouse, neighbors gather hand in hand. Every generation thanks them for protecting this great land. Some wear medals on their jackets, some remember friends they've known. Yet their quiet strength reminds us freedom never stands alone.
Their sacrifice lights our way.
Scotia Civic Veterans Parade. A tradition shining bright. With grateful hearts we honor heroes who defended truth and right. May our children keep remembering every promise they once made. Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade.
Forever. At the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade. Forever. And the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade. Forever. And the Kenosha Civic Veterans Parade.
December 1776, on the banks of the Delaware. Cruel winds whistle through the threadbare clothing of the 8,000-man American army, all too aware of General Howe's powerful troops across the icy waters. They await the decision of their leader, General George Washington, for he and he alone can make the choice upon which hinges the destiny of their infant nation.
All right, then. How much you want for the boat that says Popeye on it?
$1.20 an hour.
Uh-huh. Well, how about the one that says Donald Duck on it?
Eh?
The one with the little stripe and awning there?
Oh, yeah. Well, that boat right there?
That boat right there?
That boat right
That's
there?
That's the boat.
Will run you $2 an hour.
What? That's an outrage. It's December. It's your off-season.
Huh.
How many customers can you get this time
Look,
of year?
Look, fella, you run the army and let me run the boat rental, okay?
All right. Don't get smart with me. I'm General Washington.
I know who you are. I seen your picture on the money, and I wish you'd make up your mind. The boat rides are closing.
Well, let's review them once again here. Popeye was $1.20
an hour.
That's
yeah. $1.20 an hour, that's right.
And the one with the stripe and awning.
General Duck.
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it?
The men are freezing.
So?
So we were wondering if we could come to some decision on the boat.
Yeah, they think they got problems. I just had my wig set this morning, and this damp air isn't doing it any good. Look at it, straight as a stick.
Well, it looks just fine to me, sir.
Really?
Huh? Yes, yes.
Think it looks all right?
Listen, you're going to rent a boat tonight or not? I'd like to freeze my ears off.
All right, don't rush me.
If we could make a decision on the boat, sir, it'll soon be daylight.
Well, let it be daylight. We're liable to tip over out there at night.
Yes, well, there was the element of surprise in the whole thing, don't you see, sir?
Oh. Well, all right, you can get the men loaded in the other boats. Get that out of the way.
They are in the other boats, sir. They have been for hours. Now, if we could just come
all
to
right.
some...
All right, hold your horses.
We ate the horses yesterday, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be with you
Did
shortly.
You really eat the horses yesterday?
I didn't. They did. Enlisted man. Now I got it narrowed down to two here. Popeye has the dear little seats in it.
Yes, yes.
That's $1.20.
Uh-huh.
See? And Donald Duck has the stripe and awning.
I see.
$2. Now I'll leave it up to you, Lieutenant. Doesn't that strike you as a little high?
Well, I don't know, sir. Perhaps a bit, but...
All right, you see there? Huh. Now, what would you say to $1.75 for Donald Duck?
$2 an hour, not a penny less.
Say, what are you trying to do, gouge a serviceman?
Well, I might ask, what are you army guys trying to do? Stifle the small businessman?
Why, that's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
All right, then, kick the end of Donald Duck around there again. Let me see it.
I can't. My feet are frozen.
Oh.
Look, mister, why don't you take the one called Popeye? You'll be happy with that boat. The price is right, $1.20 an hour.
Well, I don't know. You like it, Lieutenant?
She's a beaut, sir. Besides, we're only renting it for the one night.
But you really like it better than the one with the awning.
You wouldn't want the one with the awning, sir. Once you got into it, you'd hate it. Honestly, take the other one.
Popeye, you think it's really me?
Yes, on my word, sir, it's you.
But I just don't know about the color.
The color is fine! Black is a great color. It sets off your wig.
Really?
Yes!
All right. Popeye it is.
I tell you, boy, I've seen some customers, but this guy's a Lulu.
Now, we got everything, the flag?
Right, sir.
The ukulele?
Yes, sir.
The sandwiches?
The boatman has some right here, sir.
Oh. What kind you got there?
Well, I got ham and Swiss,
Liver wurst or tuna salad.
Well, let me see. Is the tuna salad good today?
It's you! It's you!
All right, how much?
25 cents.
What? 25 cents for a tuna salad sandwich?
Here, take it with my blessings.
Well,
hey, take a liverwurst, too. Enjoy, enjoy.
And so the Delaware was crossed. Thus was begun one of the most glorious pages in American history.
Imagine that guy. 25 cents. Lousy tuna. Whoops, watch where you're rowing now. You might like this little boat I picked up for you here? Called Popeye.
I can hear the echo of 1,000 ringing bells. I can smell the cannons and hear the people's yells. Long live George Washington, their ghostly voices say. And I still feel his spirit to this very day. And I can see a young boy growing straight and tall. And as I watch him hunt and ride, I've no doubt at all, it won't be long till he's full grown. And then will come the day he'll become the president of the USA.
Long live George Washington, I hear the people say.
He's the first and greatest president of the USA. I see him fighting engines up on his great white horse. I feel the loneliness he felt while steering history's course. He was first in war and first in peace, and he was first again in the hearts of everyone of his countrymen.
Long live George Washington, I hear the people say.
He's the first and greatest president of the USA. Well, in those days at Valley Forge, he held his men in hand, then crossed the Delaware, and there in Trenton freed this land. He's the father of our country, and to this very day, he's the first and greatest president of the USA.
Long live George Washington, I hear the people say.
He's the first and greatest president of the USA.
Long live George Washington, I hear the people say.
He's the first and greatest president of the USA. He's the first and greatest president
of the USA.
Fess Parker, who played Davy Crockett.
Yorktown, 1781. This was the climax. Pitifully short of food and supplies, the tattered American army is reduced to a mere handful. While destiny held its breath, General George Washington courageously faced the most awesome challenge of his career.
All right, once again now.
Yes, sir.
You think I ought to surrender in the blue blazer or the trench coat?
Well, the trench coat is nice, sir, but...
Let me slip the blue blazer on once again just to give you the idea.
Sir, that won't be necessary. I remember the
blazer.
Well,
I'll just give you the idea.
You've tried it on 12 times, sir.
Well, you can't rush into these things.
Pardon me, General Washington?
Yes, who are you?
Snyder's my name. I'm from American Bell & Bell. I've got a statement here that's 2 years overdue for that big 5,000-pound job in Philadelphia.
What? You expect us to pay for that bell? Huh. Had a crack in it as long as your arm.
Well, I don't know anything about a crack. All I know is I'm supposed to get something on the account.
Look, I'm going down in history at the moment. Could you come back in a little while?
Well, if you could give us a portion of it now and the balance after you get the country straightened out.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Now, I'll leave it up to you, Mr. Snyder. Do you see me surrendering a blue blazer with antique military...
Watch yourself, sir!
Buttons, not too ivy, just...
General Washington, sir.
Yes, what is it, Lieutenant?
I have an idea how we might not have to surrender after all.
What do you mean? I'm all dressed for the occasion.
But, sir, your country is at stake. Now, here's my idea. You know the Rockwell boy who works on Franklin's magazine?
The one he just hired?
Yeah, skinny kid with a pipe.
Right.
I can have him here in 15 minutes, sir. Mm-hmm. I'll get him a big piece of canvas, 500 yards long, some brushes, a lot of paint.
I see.
Well, we've got to work faster. Uh-huh. Finish by daybreak. Now, here's my plan. While the British are sleeping...
Morning, Lord Cornwallis.
Oh, hello, Bradshaw. Fine morning, isn't it, old man? Just the sort of morning to defeat the American rebels, right?
Right, sir.
Well then, shall we mount the attack and muddle through to victory? What was that?
English horns.
No, before that.
Oh, gunfire. Oh, the Americans, General. Look, they must have brought up 20,000 fresh troops during the night.
Yeah. Let me have the glass.
Here's it.
No, the other one. Jove, you're right. Look at them all out there. How fierce they look. Why, they're not moving a muscle. Seem to be frozen in their tracks. Almost like a painting. A grim visage of war. My, look at the determination on that fellow. The skinny kid with the pipe. Hello. They've begun their barrage.
Great heavens, Lord Cornwallis. I'm afraid we've had it.
Yes. Well, time for the better part of valor and all that. Shall we go?
After you, sir.
Righto.
You think it's working, Lieutenant? Well, I don't... Wait! General Washington!
Huh?
Here come a couple of British officers waving a white flag!
I say, we surrender. We give up. Stop all that dreadful shooting, old man.
All right, wait a minute. Let me kill the sound effect here. Okay, you guys. Strike the war set. Roll it up.
Good heavens. We've been diddled.
Did I hear you surrender there?
Yes, but look here, old fellow. It's not cricket. You're not playing the game.
What's that?
We thought you had a whole regiment here. Look, Bradshaw, the whole thing was nothing but a ruddy painting, a backdrop.
That's right. Well, a little gimmick I thought up there. Actually, our army was routed yesterday. Nobody here but me, the lieutenant, and the skinny kid with the... Where'd he go?
You rolled him up in the backdrop, sir.
Oh, yes. Well, release him there. You all right, young man?
Give him a pipe.
Poor Rich. Has his pipe jammed in his cheek. Give him a hand, Bradshaw. Oh,
yes, of course. Ruined a good cave, would he, there?
Fortunes of war.
I say, Lord Cornwallis, this whole thing is...
No, Bradshaw. Well, you fellows win, I guess.
Yes, well, that's the way it goes, you know.
Of course, the king will be livid.
Uh-huh. Well, you still have most of the rest of the world. Mustn't be piggy.
Quite so, yeah.
Say, you mind if I try on the sword there?
Go right ahead.
Yeah, all right. What do you think? Is it me?
Lord Cornwallis.
Is it me?
It's you, yes. What is it, Bradshaw?
Oh, could I speak to you privately?
Yes, all right. Excuse us, please. No,
if you'll permit me, sir. There's only the three of them. Now, one signal from you, and we'll take them all prisoner.
My dear fellow, look at it this way. Now that those chaps have won, this makes us foreigners, right?
Right.
And we all know how foolishly generous the Americans are.
You mean?
Yes. Tomorrow we apply for foreign aid.
I say, what a smashing idea.
You ready, gentlemen?
Any time, actually.
Sound the fife, beat the drums, be ready for the moment. Victory comes ever forward, patriots fall.
And America has always gone forward on the sound of marching feet to the military beat of drums, drums, drums. Helping to hold the banner high, stirring the hearts of her fighting men, this then is the spirit of 76.
What do you mean you're walking off the job?
Like I'm walking off the job, man. I don't have to work with that kind of square drummer.
Well,
man.
I don't see any
reason
why.
No, I mean,
when
I accepted the gig, I didn't know I was going to have to play fife with the kind of moldy fig.
Well, we certainly
drumming can. Like what is going on up ahead there, man. No.
Moldy,
Now, the kid here is on second drums, and the kid is swinging pretty good, but we can't make it swing with that other cat, dig?
You tell him, Bix.
Look here now, we're engaged in battle. The army's depending
on
you.
Well, too bad, man. Like, you're back here holding the flag. You don't have to walk next to him, you know?
Well, what exactly is your objection to the man?
Well, in the first place, anybody with a name like Yankee...
Doodle.
Yeah, well, the name says it, man, you know?
Yes, but what is the main problem?
Like, it's a toss-up between the drumming and the singing, man.
The singing.
I got a bandage around my ears, but it doesn't help much. It's a bad song.
Well, let's walk back up there and talk to him, see if we can't straighten it out.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, Doodle, the fife player and the other drummer want to leave. Now, what seems to be the trouble?
They're out of step with me, that's what's the trouble.
Is that true?
Wow, he wants to play yup-up-up-up-up-up-up, and it ought to go scoopy doopy doopy doop bow 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 yeah bow ooh. Boom. Man, like you didn't say anything about though we were going to work up near the cannonballs, man. I mean, I thought we were working like a officer's club dance, man.
Let's get on with the procession here, gracious.
Yes, now let's make an effort and play it like Doodle wants to.
Yeah, well, it's a drag.
Get on with the marching here.
Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Gooding. There we saw the men and boys as thick as hasty. Everybody!
Yankee Doodle, keep it up.
Keep it up and we'll blow the whole wall.
Find the music and the step and with the girls behind.
I heard that.
Yankee Doodle came to town a riding on a pony. He stuck a feather in his cap and called it back a
yes, sir! I'm a Yankee Doodle.
That's all, man. That's it.
I'm hip.
That's it.
Come on, pick up your instruments there.
No, that's it, man.
What's the trouble now?
It's a bad scene, man, right?
Bad scene, Bix.
Come on, you're holding up the whole parade.
Let's stop the bickering in the ranks here. Do you want the war to end on a note of triumph or disaster?
Like either way, man. Just so it swings.
Now look.
Scooby-Doo.
Let's reach a compromise here. Play it 8 bars your way and 8 bars Doodle's.
All right.
Crazy.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up. Yankee Doodle, dandy. Find the music and the step and...
Okay, out of the way, man. Like...
Well, that was pretty rude. Hold it, people, please.
Down riding on a swing band, put a trombone to his lips and swung it mighty dandy. Yankee Doodle, play it loud. Oh, now play it soft. Play those drums back there, Paul. Thank you.
That's Jack Teagarden on 78. David Seville.
All right, chipmunks. We're going to sing for the people. So are you all ready to go? Simon?
I'm ready.
Theodore?
Sure.
Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Christmas, Christmas!
No, no, Alvin. This is Yankee Doodle, and the words are, Yankee Doodle went to town riding on his pony, stuck a feather in his cap, and called it macaroni. Okay? Start.
Yankee Doodle went to town riding on his pony, stuck a feather in his cap, and called it spaghetti.
Now, wait a minute, Alvin. It's macaroni, not spaghetti.
I like spaghetti.
I don't care if you like spaghetti or not. In the song, the word is macaroni. Have you got it?
Okay. Yankee Doodle went to town a-riding on his pony, stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni. Yankee Doodle, keep it up, Yankee Doodle dandy, mind the music and the step and with the girls be handy.
Hey, that was very good, fellas. Now you kids at home, sing the song right along with the orchestra. Come on now, don't be bashful. Ready, set, go!
These are the Andrews sisters. Stand by for NBC. News, that is.
Gonna fight, how we're gonna fight.
am 100%?
Yeah, man, 100%.
100% president, I do win. Wear a grin, turn the tide, got the side, off the map, stinky chap. Ha ha ha, Benito's jaw, beat that man, Hitler's fan, once before, win this war.
Now we're gonna fight, gonna fight, gonna fight, how we're gonna fight. Yeah, man, win this war.
The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, everybody. This show is being recorded for future reference. Click into civicmedia.us. Look for shows and scroll down. There we are. Our archives, podcasts. Oh, and never to be forgotten, happy 100th birthday to Mr. Mel Brooks. A salute coming up right after NBC News. I'm Lou Regani, your host, The Music of the Stars. Back in 5 minutes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.